Welcome to Otapu American. This is Mikey Fresh here. In this installment of Otapu American, I will be talking about two things. One, I've been playing for a while. Two, I've been watching recently because of the latest news. So stay tuned. So the first thing I want to talk about, which I teased in the intro, was Starfield. Starfield is the game I've been playing. I have like over 60 hours worth of time invested in the game. According to my game save on Xbox Series One, Series X, I have 2 days, 14 hours, 30 minutes as of right now. If I were to press the button, it would go higher, obviously. But it's funny because, like, I've played other... I'm probably more so a fan of American RPGs than I am JRPGs, which is Japanese RPGs. If you're not familiar with what American versus what a Japanese RPG is, a Japanese RPG is, like, Dragon Quest. More commonly, it's Final Fantasy and Chrono Cross and Chrono Trigger and all those games. Those are all Japanese based RPGs. They actually kind of run, well, both genres kind of run kind of tactically, but one is more tactical than the other. JRPGs have a tendency of being more stylized. American RPGs are games like Starfield, the Fallout series, the Mass Effect series. Those games are American RPGs. American RPGs, okay, so JRPGs have more of a tactical thing, whereas a lot of it could be turn-based. American RPGs are more action-oriented, so they play kind of like third-person or first-person shooters. But they're heavily RPG. They have a lot of influence, and they are heavily crammed in with role-playing game aesthetics. So the beginning parts of RPG games, both of them were basically the same. Both of them were turn-based. Both of them had RPG elements, both of them. But then as the time, when we got into like the PlayStation era, is when JRPGs changed significantly, and American RPGs went changed significantly. American ones went more on the action side. JRPGs went more on the stylist. It may still have turn-based, but it's more style and more like, you know, you have like more cinematics in the JRPGs as opposed to the American ones. So I've leaned more so throughout the years of growing up and playing games. I've gone back and forth. I've played a lot of our JRPGs, as in, like, you know, like I said, Final Fantasy series, and I never really played too much of the Dragon Quest, but, you know, Chrono Trigger, that kind of thing, Legend of Legaia, those kind of games, all on that side. Whereas on the American side, I've played more of those games also. I've played most of the Fallout. I would have said all of them, but I didn't really play 3, and I didn't play New Vegas, which is an offshoot of 3. But I did play 4, I did play 76, and I played 1 and 2. So I played most of those. And then I played all of the Mass Effect games. So, and then there's other games on Steam that I have on my Steam library that, you know, fit those builds also. But it's funny though, because I don't play, as of late, I don't normally play these type of games, only because I don't have that kind of time to play these kind of games. RPG games in general require a lot of your time to play these games. For the most part, an RPG, even if you speed run through an RPG, it should take no less than 60 hours. So, yeah, so I don't normally have that kind of time between work and everything else. So it's funny though, because the reason why we haven't come out with an episode since August 30th is because, like I said, Starfield has taken a lot of my time Like I said, I've played over well over 2 days worth of Starfield. And I also went back to school, which there's another podcast, video podcast, whatever you want to call it, that's going to entail a lot of the other things I do outside of podcasting and gaming and all of this stuff. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, I started school September 6th was my the first day of school for me. And it coincided with Starfield's official release date is September 6th. But I played Starfield September 1st is when I first started playing Starfield. And I had gotten, I have Game Pass, and I got, for an extra $30, we were able to play it earlier. And that was basically, if you were paying the $100, basically, people who paid $100 for the game got to play it earlier. And if you had Game Pass on Xbox, you just have to pay the $30. You basically are paying the difference. And I think the game is $70. So you paid the difference and then you end up playing Starfield earlier. But Starfield, I'm going to talk about Starfield in more in depth down the line, because I don't feel I'm doing Starfield justice by giving it just a small segment in this podcast episode. So, but for anyone who knows me, like I've talked to Soapbox J as of late, and within the last couple days, and he's like, bro, you are playing the crap out of this game. Like, he's never known me to play a game this long that's not like an action shooter game or a sports game or a racing game, because usually like Forza, Gran Turismo, I play the crap out of those games because those games are easy to pick up and play. Sports games clearly easy to pick up and play, and action shooter games are easy to pick up and play. So those are the games I usually focus on playing. Like if I go to my Xbox homepage right now, the games that come up, you got Starfield first, Crunchyroll obviously, Madden, and the next one is Spiritfarer, but that's only because I just downloaded it. So, you know, that's how Xbox works. When you download something, it comes up as like something you played recently. But the games that are on here are Starfield, Madden, Overwatch, Airborne Kingdom, which I tried out, and Exoprimal. Most of those games are all pick up and play games. I mean, Airborne Kingdom to some extent is a pick up and play game. That was a game that's available on Game Pass that came out, I think, like 2 weeks ago. It's more or less like a city builder, but you're floating in the sky type thing. So I'll talk about that some other time. But Starfield, if I had to give Starfield a score, I'd probably give it a 4, maybe 4.5. I don't give anything a perfect score, mainly because I don't think any game is really perfect. So there's always something that you can do to like make the game better. So whether that's adding something or taking something away or shortening or lengthening, either way, something can be done to make the game a better game. Loading screens, that kind of thing. So that's why I don't normally, you rarely ever hear me, Mikey Fresh, giving something a perfect score. So, yeah, it's funny because, like I said, I was talking to Soapbox J and he was like, yo, you're playing the crap out of this game. He's like, the only two people that I know, well, there's other people on his friends list that are playing the game on Xbox. And he's like, it's between you and this guy that he and I work together with, named Andy. And Andy and I are like going back and forth. We're playing the most out of that game. And Andy plays those kind of games all the time. So the fact that I'm like head to head with Andy tells me that I'm either A, really enjoying this game, and B, this is like one of my main rotational games that I'm playing on a regular basis. So, but basically with that said, you know, I'm probably going to have, probably in the next week or so, I'm going to have a episode. Basically, it'll probably be on YouTube, and then the audio version will be on here. Basically being the my take on Starfield so far. Like I said, I think the game is dope. I know as of late Metacritic, its score was dropping lower and lower. I think that's it's funny because like I said, I've gone back to school, so I'm in school with a lot of young people, And I asked, since I'm here and this is an opportunity for me to talk to young people that I don't normally see on a regular basis, especially like right out of high school young people, I ask a lot of questions. So, you know, it's part of the research that I do for the podcast so that I can have better content for people who listen to the fine people that listen to this podcast. So, I've asked young people, you know, what games do you guys play? Like, are you guys playing Starfield? Are you guys enjoying Starfield? A lot of them aren't really playing it. I found that from the time that I've asked young people about this, they usually play esports games. Esports games being like Overwatch, Madden, League of Legends, Fortnite, Valorant, any COD that comes out. Those kind of games. Those are the games that young people have a tendency of playing. And that makes sense because, you know, a lot of those games are being focused toward young people anyway. But also, you know, I go to a school in which they have an esports team. And the esports team plays, the games they compete with are Madden. They compete with League of Legends. They compete with Overwatch, Valorant. They even compete with games like Smash and Mario Kart, which I thought was a little surprising. But yeah, they compete with all these games. And so, of course, a lot of young people are going to play those games. They're playing those games regardless, and then they're going to play them on top of that. So outside of those games, they may pick one or two games. Like a couple of kids said they were playing Starfield, which I was happy to hear about that. And the other kids were saying they were playing Baldur's Gate 3. And that's, to me, that's great. Like, you know, the fact that, you know, young people are playing, you know, they still have time to play these other games, especially top title or AAA titles that come out. But for the most part, I've also realized that a lot of people who say a lot of things, negative things about games online, tend to be people like my age and maybe, you know, a grown adults who are out of school. I don't know what it is. I think it's like they feel a particular way and they're like, oh, they're looking back on how games were when they were kids, and then they're comparing today's gaming industry to what yesteryear was. And I'm like, yo, we can't do that anymore. Like, the days of a game coming out that it doesn't need to update as soon as it comes out, those days are pretty much over. There's a couple of games that do that, but those are the exception, not the rule. So, you know, I always took the fan world, the fanboy war with a grain of salt, but I definitely got to take it with a grain of salt now, because it seems like a lot of the people who are actively participating in that war are grown adults. People's dads are participating in this war. And I don't even want to say people's dads, because some of these people probably don't even have kids. That's why they have so much extra time. So I know occasionally I feel some kind of way sometimes when people talk bad about a console, the plastic box I own. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I own both plastic boxes. I own a PC. I have a full-time job. I'm going back to school. There's other things I could concern myself with. All right. I'm actively an active member of my church. There's other things I can concern myself with. So I always got to keep that in mind. You know, I use this podcast as to voice my opinion in regards to stuff. But, you know, I'm always telling people, you know, try this stuff for yourself. Try Starfield, especially the Xbox Game Pass. If you got Game Pass, try Starfield for yourself. Try Spiritfarer for yourself. Try Airborne Kingdom, Exoprimal for yourself. Those games for yourself. You know, that's basically all I got for this segment. But like I said, I'm going to go more in depth specifically on Starfield in a later episode. So stay tuned for that. So to end off this episode, I went a little longer than I would like to in the last segment, the Starfield segment. But the game, the anime that I started watching, mainly because I heard some information about it coming out, with more episodes, I guess, coming out short soon, is Burn the Witch. For people who aren't aware of what Burn the Witch is, Burn the Witch is technically a spinoff from Bleach, the Bleach series. It's funny because there's three episodes that are available on Crunchyroll currently, and those three episodes are the episodes that came out in, I think, 2020. Kubo was coming out with it, something new in regards to the world of Bleach, and it so happens that the world of Bleach happens in the Soul Society. The world of Bleach happens in Soul Society East. Most of that stuff has happened on the eastern end. Turns out Burn the Witch is on the western end. Burn the Witch Soul Society West, or West Soul Society, revolves around, I think they call it Front London and Reverse London. And there's like dragons and all kinds of stuff. Now in Front London, which is the world we live in, there's dragons, but most people can't see them. There are certain people who can see them, and they end up coming to Reverse London. There's the main characters in the show revolves around two girls, basically, that are witches, that they basically go around and they're fighting, looking for dragons and fighting dragons, while other people in Reverse London are living their life or whatever. Those main characters are Noelle, Nihashi, and Nini Spankole. And the two of them, you see them, it's funny because in Front London, Nini comes off as being a pop idol, I believe. And she looks at the pop idol part as kind of like a side attraction kind of thing for what she normally does, which is she's a witch, basically, in Reverse London, and she fights and protects people from dragons. So, you know, if you come in, if a regular person in Reverse London comes in contact with a dragon for too long, there's a thing, it's funny because they gotta lick some, like, device to let them know how much contact you had with a dragon, and if you had too much contact, we have to kill you. And so, but it's funny because if you don't know that Burn the Witch is part of the Bleach world, you would just look at it and be like, yo, why does this remind me so much of like Bleach? Because the stylings and everything else, the anime, that part of it is heavily, like, it looks like a newer version of Bleach. And which is funny because Bleach, the last arc, had just came out, I think, last year, or it's ongoing as of right now. And Burn the Witch came out 3 years ago from today, at least. So, and I've never even, I think I've seen advertising for Burn the Witch, but I never got around to watching it because I was so busy watching other stuff. Plus, in 2020, what was the world dealing with in 2020? Everybody knows we were dealing with COVID. So there were other things that people had in mind, and there were shows that got, you know, pushed back and things of that nature in regards to what was going on in COVID. So that's why it's funny that, you know, I think there was something recent that said that they're going to expand on the three, or I think it's like two episodes that came out. I think there was the third. I'm not sure if there was two episodes that came out in 2020 and the third episode just came out, and that's what I ended up watching, because I watched all three of these episodes already. So I don't know if it's already started and it was just two that came out in 2020 and this new one came out in 2023, which is the third episode. I definitely got to look that up and find out more information in that regard. But from the three episodes I've seen on Crunchyroll, in which I've seen them in English dub, they're also available in regular subtitle. But I would prefer English dub because I'm usually doing other things at the same time. Side note, when people ask me, do I prefer, especially like I go into meetups and stuff like that, and you join clubs, especially anime clubs, they always ask people, oh, are you a dub guy or are you sub guy? And I understand what you're trying to do with that question, what you're trying to imply. And I guess to some extent, being snobbish and stuff like that, because some people who watch subs are kind of snobbish versus people who watch like dubs or whatever. First of all, dubs are a lot better than what they used to be. Secondly, I have other responsibilities. I can't just sit around and just plot watch anime all day. So if I can watch an anime that's in English dub and do schoolwork or do work homework or do something else that's probably more pressing than me watching this anime, if I could do both and the anime's in English, I'll do both. But if I can't and it's sub, that sub's just gonna have to wait because I have to do the other things. Especially considering with subs, because I'm not fluent in Japanese, I have to focus on what I'm watching if it's a subtitle, versus if it's English dub, I could do other things. So that's just my side note in that regard. But like I said, that show, Burn the Witch, the first three episodes, those are in dubs. There's some other anime I've been watching. I think I mentioned Reborn as a Vending Machine. I've been watching that. Am I the Strongest, which is an interesting anime. I've been watching that. I'll probably talk about that later because as I'm looking at time-wise, I'm kind of going a little over than what I wanted to do because I'm about to walk out. Once I end this show, I'm going to walk out and go to class. So, Burn the Witch, nice. If you're a Bleach fan, you'll probably love it. It's not quite like Bleach. It has aspects to it that you could tell it's from the same world as Bleach. The Soul Societies are the same, they're just different. It's like being in a Soul Society on the Eastern Hemisphere versus Soul Society on the Western Hemisphere kind of thing. So, so far, I like the show. I'm looking forward to watching more of it. I have to get back to watching some stuff in regards to the Invasion that's on Apple TV Plus or whatever it's called, or Apple Plus, whatever they call themselves. So that's basically it for today's episode. So as always, for Otaku, by Otaku, thanks for listening, guys, and peace.